Welcome to another episode of How Did You End Up There? The podcast that explores all the unexpected twists and turns we encounter throughout our professional lives. If you've ever been curious about what the hell your friends do at work all day, or looked at your neighbor and wondered how they got that job, you're in luck. From bartenders and scientists to entrepreneurs and 9-to-5ers, we talk to people just like you about their career highs, lows, and most surprising moments. I'm your host, Jen Bollenbacher, a very talkative and type A child turned very talkative and type A adult. I had no idea that any of my jobs existed before I started doing them, and I love hearing how others spend their days. Each episode of the show features a brand new guest ready to share their own career story, ultimately answering the question, so, how did you end up there? Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 0 of the How Did You End Up There podcast, a quick preview into what this podcast is all about and also who the hell your host is. That's me. I'm Jen Bollenbacher, and I created this podcast to give us all a little voyeuristic peek into the professional lives of other people. For the first 22 years of my life, I had no idea that my career even existed. But now as I look back on it after a decade or so, I can see how I was paving the way, albeit very unintentionally, to end up where I am right now. I graduated in 2010 with a political science degree from Tufts University, and I don't think I ever had a really clear idea of what I was going to do with that degree. I knew I liked studying it, and that was about as far as I got. I had multiple internships in the nonprofit sector and was exposed to a lot of different types of roles. So when I graduated, I was drawn to more traditional communications and public relations type positions. I applied to a lot of them, but 2010 was not a great time to be a person without any experience looking for a job. So after months and months of rejection after rejection, I finally got a job offer for a marketing coordinator position at a large national construction company. I knew absolutely nothing about construction and almost nothing about marketing, but I had a very generous boss who I think mostly just took pity on me and taught me everything that she knew. I stayed in the construction marketing world for more than 8 years, starting in Atlanta, Georgia, then moving to Washington, D.C., and then finally Portland, Oregon, where I am today. In 2018, I got a phone call that ended up shifting my trajectory quite a bit, and I accepted my current role as the Director of People and Culture for a West Coast mechanical construction company. Taking on this new role, which I had obviously never done before, but was also brand new for the company, has ended up challenging me in a million ways, but has also shown me that all of my past experiences, which at the time felt very random and unconnected, they've all kind of coalesced to prepare me for this job and all of its challenges in very surprising ways. The clarity that I've started to see as I look back is one of the three primary inspirations for starting this podcast, actually. I am definitely not a naturally reflective person. I don't manifest anything into the universe and, you know, don't come at me with your journal prompts or your vision boards. But even I've started to see the impact that the accumulation of all of those experiences have had on my life. The second source of inspiration comes from my current role, actually. One of my primary responsibilities is our college recruiting. So I speak to, you know, hundreds of students every year at career fairs, and it's one of my favorite elements of the job because I love talking to them about their career aspirations and what they want to do after they graduate and all their hopes and dreams. But there's also a common theme that I've picked up on, which is that these lovely, ambitious, and very intelligent students have kind of a narrow scope of what they think their major prepares them to do, and they really have no idea what else is out there that could potentially be in store for them. And honestly, I mean, to be fair, I had no idea either, and how could we? We probably were so focused on graduating and meeting the course requirements of our majors that, you know, I for one never really stopped to think about all of the different ways I could apply my political science degree. One of my goals with this podcast is to highlight the quote unquote regular jobs. the ones that fall outside the career tropes of our youth of doctor, lawyer, businessman, police officer, pilot, astronaut, princess. Not only am I just very nosy and curious about other people's lives, but I think hearing firsthand accounts of how someone is translating their skill sets across roles or industries can provide some reassurance or even inspiration to those just starting their career or even someone looking to make a change. And then finally, the third source of inspiration comes from within my own family. A few years ago, my parents were visiting Portland to celebrate my 30th birthday. And I randomly asked my dad what he was doing when he was 30. Now, my entire memory of his career was of him working at the same company for decades and like ultimately retiring from there. So I was a little shocked when he said that he was still working at a law firm and hadn't even started at that company yet. I knew that he worked at a law firm, but definitely did not consider the fact that at 30, he hadn't even started the career that I knew of for his entire life. I wasn't feeling any particular way about turning 30 or anything, but the realization that my entire memory of his professional life hadn't even started for him when he was my age was just an excellent reminder that life is short, but it is also long, and we hopefully have plenty of opportunity to try new things. This reminder has since been reinforced repeatedly as he's now retired and ended up pursuing his passion to first become an EMT and then a paramedic. And he even wrote a book all about the wild stories he has from working in the medical tent at music festivals. That is a whole separate podcast episode that I hope to record one day, but it is, needless to say, a very interesting twist in his career path. Around the time my dad was retiring, my mom was restarting her career. She had worked before having kids and then mostly stayed home to take care of my sister and me and occasionally working part-time while we were in school, but really spent a lot of her time volunteering. The transition for her back into the professional world, where she's now the one, you know, bringing home the bennies, as they like to say, has been super fascinating for me to watch because it just underscores for me how so many skills that we pick up over the course of our lives from both our professional and our personal worlds can be applied in all new ways. And then there's my sister, who set out on a mission with a very specific goal in mind and has been laser focused on getting there. She studied math and economics in undergrad and went into finance right away, ultimately deciding that she wanted to specialize even further into investment banking. So she mapped out a plan of what steps she needed to take to get there. She secretly studied for and took the GMAT without telling anybody, and then applied to business schools. And she just recently completed her MBA with a job offer in hand, doing exactly the type of work she originally mapped out all those years ago. So between my immediate family, my friends, people I know in the world, the students I talk to at career fairs, I've realized just how much I love hearing other people's stories and learning how everything sort of comes together for them in one way or another. Which brings us to today and the creation of How Did You End Up There? There are some incredible guests lined up for season one who have been generous enough to share their career stories up until this point, and I'm super excited to introduce them to you every week. The show officially goes live in October, so take a minute now, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so that you never miss an episode. You can also follow the show on Instagram at howdidyouenduptherePod and learn more about each guest at howdidyouendupthere.com. Okay, time for a fun gen fact. I was voted most talkative in the yearbook superlatives more than once, so I could definitely keep going, but since this is just the intro episode, I'm going to shut up now and let the episodes do the rest of the talking. I will talk to you again in October.